Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 17th, Overcoming Laziness.
All this week, Derek considers the call in Hebrews to be diligent, so as to enter God's rest. Today he warns us of the serious sin of laziness. In 2 Peter 1, verses 8 to 9, Peter set before us an alternative. We have two options. One is to be effective and productive in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The other is to be ineffective and unproductive, through a condition that he described as being nearsighted and blind in verse 9. Those are strong words. In the light of this condition, Peter continued with a therefore. This therefore relates to the warning that Peter had given.
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 10 to 11. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
That's good news. There are things we can do that will guarantee we never fall, and also that we will have a rich welcome into the kingdom of our Lord. Basically, the condition about which we're warned is laziness. I'm deeply troubled by the lack of concern in Christian circles about laziness. The majority of Christians view drunkenness with horror. They would reject any person who professed to being a Christian if he were drunk. While I agree that drunkenness is a sin, and while I certainly don't condone it, I believe that laziness is much more severely condemned in Scripture than drunkenness. The problem is that many Christians who would never be found drunk are habitually lazy. So let's heed that warning to be diligent. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise of entering your rest. I proclaim that I will combat laziness, being all the more eager to make my calling and election sure. I shall be diligent. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.